The agricultural fumigant methyl bromide is a potent enemy of the Earth's ozone layer, but farmers love this stuff. They call methyl bromide a silver bullet because it staves off so many different kinds of pests. Now, the Bush administration is asking for exemptions from an international treaty that would phase out the use of the chemical. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
This year, farmer Fong Chang only treated half of his 5-acre strawberry farm with methyl bromide. Applying the chemical is expensive. It costs about $1,800 an acre, but the results are dramatic. From a distance, it almost looks like Chang has drawn a line down the middle of his fields. The line is actually a long shadow cast by the larger, more leafy plants on the side of the field treated with methyl bromide. These plants are at least 3 inches taller, with more strawberries looking plump, red, and juicy, and fewer weeds. Chang wears a plaid shirt and a broad smile. He came to Fresno from Laos in the late 1980s and has been farming ever since.
With methyl bromide, the work is a lot easier. Without it, we're not going to be able to produce as much.
Chang and his family members do all of the planting, weeding, and harvesting themselves. He uses a hoe to clear the weeds out from between his elevated rows of strawberry plants. Without methyl bromide, he says he will spend even more time battling weeds.
If they take it away, our production will be cut by 40 or 50%.
In California, where most of this country's strawberries are produced, the industry has grown up around the use of methyl bromide. Many farmers choose strawberry varieties that thrive on the sterile soil conditions created by the chemical. So last year, the California Strawberry Commission asked the Environmental Protection Agency to seek a special use exemption from the Montreal Protocol. That's the international treaty signed by the U.S. and 180 other countries, designed to virtually eliminate the use of the chemical in the developed world by 2005. The California Grape and Tree Fruit League is asking for an exemption as well. Alex Ott in Fresno is their spokesman.
Even though it's being phased out, there are no alternatives for methyl bromide. And until there is an effective alternative to replace methyl bromide, our growers need it. Otherwise, we are going to lose a lot of orchards and vines to pests. And that's why it's so crucial to keep it.
Organic growers who use non-chemical means to fight weeds and pests have obviously found alternatives, but they operate at a much smaller scale and they typically aren't as productive. Researchers all over the country are now looking for more commercially viable alternatives to methyl bromide. To date, the USDA has funded $146 million in research. But so far, all of these efforts have come up short, says UC Davis Cooperative Extension researcher and weed scientist Steve Fenimore.
It has to kill weed seeds, it has to kill nematodes, it has to kill plant pathogens in the soil. Once you pass that threshold, okay, you know, we've got something that works physically. Is it practical? Can the growers make money? And obviously, if you can't answer all of those with a yes, then you haven't got a viable alternative.
But environmentalists say growers need to adjust their expectations. The perfect alternative, another silver bullet, may never exist, but that doesn't mean farmers should keep using methyl bromide, says Bill Walker with the Environmental Working Group in Oakland. He points out that the chemical is also harmful to humans.
The human health risk and the well-documented depletion of the ozone layer mean that no matter how effective farmers see it as, we simply can't continue to endanger the public health through this.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has asked for exemptions for 16 different uses of methyl bromide, including everything from growing strawberries and eggplants to replanting golf courses. Another argument for the exemption voiced by farmers: under the treaty, growers in developing countries like China and Mexico don't have to phase out their use of the chemical until 2015. Farmers believe that would put American growers at an extreme competitive disadvantage. A decision on the exemptions is expected in November. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.